About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. It is just after 10 o'clock. It is still summer, and we are Klein Alley's show. We will get into a petty claims court battle happening this hour. Relationship. I'm not even sure if they're dating or married or related, but it has something to do with, listen to this, a very relatable concept, and they've turned to petty claims court. They take pictures, and one of them will post the pictures regardless of how bad the other one looks. Because if they like the way they look, there's no clearance of what's approved for posting.
Johnny does this.
Well, Johnny does it all. Johnny takes pictures where we all look bad, and he just goes.
No, I just take photos like you guys ask, and you guys just happen to look like that.
Right, he says that's how we look, and I said, dude, there's other angles because like.
But also, Johnny's not a miracle worker, man. He's just working with what he got.
Yeah,
but
I'm just a boy.
I understand. I know he can't. There's certain things he could do though to improve, and everyone knows this. If you're not good looking, you know there are little tricks you can do to try to be better looking. I've oftentimes said you take enough pictures of a pile of dog crap, one of them will look like a brownie.
Yeah, but I mean, even just saying, hey, by the way, you're pretending to put your hand in your pocket, but your hand's really over your pocket. It looks really awkward.
Or it looks weird. But like
he can tell us that, and also we can fix it.
There are filters. There are certain things. I know it's not going to fix a lot, but you could. There's just angles and filters could do a little
filter,
bit.
No filter, dude. No filter.
Yeah, nobody uses filters anymore.
Yeah, but bro.
Well,
filters are cringe, bro.
Dude, isn't there that filter where you can make your camera look like it's like a 3-megapixel? There's like one where you scroll a little bit to the left on Instagram.
Yeah, that little VHS camcorder filter, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one for us.
Okay, I can use that.
Yeah, remove all the megapixels. There's too many pixels. We're not
just draw stick figures. And
so anyway,
this
couple's battling it out because one of them looks good in the pictures. They post it. The other one's not happy about it. Anyway, they're going to turn to petty claims court to solve this once and for all, and you'll get to go ahead and be a jury of their peers. So if whatever reason you need the day off of work today, just claim that you have unexpected jury duty. That'll be coming up later this hour on the show. And we've got these Evanescence tickets, which we must give you. We've been dangling them in front of you all show long, but the show's on Saturday, the Kia Forum. So be ready to claim those tickets from us coming up this hour. Right here, Klein Alley Show. Some controversy happening in Southern California, which we will get into in just a moment. But first, hello, K-Rock. Good morning.
I'm going to make a bet for the World Cup game today. It's Argentina versus England. I was wondering who you think is going to win.
Well, I've been wrong on every prediction I've made so far. So okay. I would go with the exact opposite of what I tell you right now.
Okay.
I believe, based on some inside information that I've received, that England will win the game today.
Okay.
And it will be an England-Spain World Cup Finals.
Okay.
I don't believe that Messi is going to get any, and it's hard for me to say that because I look like the guy, but...
Any goals?
I don't think he's getting any goals today. Whoa. Zero. He's going to be shut out.
Okay. So do you think Argentina's going
to get any
goals?
Argentina will score. Final score will be 2-1.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Bye. Anytime we can play this Vuvuzelo, it's worth it, I think.
This sounds like a swarm of bees.
That's right. Footballers love this thing.
Get out of here.
That's how I see the game going through. But once again, I think I've been wrong on every single thing.
I think we both said that France was going to win yesterday.
Yeah, I was pretty sure about
that.
Didn't
happen.
Pretty confident about that. So there you have it. Listen to this. This may be affecting you if you live in parts of Southern California. The neighborhood is up in arms for this reason.
This trailer advertising what it calls adult fun and adult hookups is now parked at Cherry and Del Amo Boulevard. We're blurring the website address.
So this is a hookup trailer that has shown up in Long Beach, and they keep towing it away, but it keeps coming back. And this is just another way to have a funner summer, and people are up in arms about
it. I'm upset about it because at first it appears that you could... I thought it was a hookup trailer as in...
Go in here and hook up.
You could go in the trailer and hook up if you needed
a
place.
That's what I thought, too.
You don't have hotel or motel money, but you've got side-of-the-road trailer money. Maybe that's a good place for you to hook up. apparently they're just using the trailer to advertise a site for hookups.
But that's not the only place we saw these ads in Long Beach. We also found these two vans parked a mile away.
People are calling, people are placing things on social media, and just making it clear that, you know, they do not want this in their neighborhood.
She says it's already been towed on several occasions, but it keeps coming back.
I love that there's dedication there.
I lived on
this
a street.
This is the right area for
us. A few years ago, I lived on a street that had, at the end of the street, one of those topless maids vans.
You can tell what neighborhood you're living in by the type of vans you see.
Yeah, but and I remember there was a neighbor that was very upset about it and wanted everyone to get to sign up some sort of a something or other to get the van moved. And I said, I didn't have a problem with it at all.
The topless maid people lived there and where they...
No, I don't think they lived
all over.
I think they just parked the van there and then you could have someone come and clean your place. I think I had a buddy one time who his punishment for fantasy football is that he had to hire three of the topless maids to come but then had to leave the home while they cleaned.
Oh.
Which I thought was hilarious
because
they probably weren't going to do a good job cleaning and he missed the toplessness. And he had to pay for it.
So he just had to know that topless girls cleaned
his
place.
Yeah, he had to have that weird conversation to be like, I need three topless maids, but then he immediately left.
That is such a weird service that there's just going to be some creep in the house watching you clean their house while you're topless.
Does that even a business anymore?
I haven't seen those vans in forever.
Yeah, I remember there used to be one on this. I feel like this is the evolution of the topless maid van.
Yeah, they're all by my grandma's house in Pacoima. They're like pink vans on the side of the road.
They're still there?
They're still active,
topless,
too.
Topless grandmas, I would do, because I know they would be able to clean properly.
What is the cost of a topless maid? Is it more than an actual maid?
I mean, the van by my grandma's house said
$60.
$60? Well, it's got to be $60
an hour.
That's an amazing price for a maid. Are they any good at actual cleaning or no?
I only think my cousins prank called them one time, but I don't know.
We should have them come clean the studio.
Oh, dude, that one studio that Muggs used to work out of needs a thorough cleaning.
Thorough
that
cleaning.
That one is disgusting.
But I don't even care if they can leave their tops on for $60.
No. What are you doing? No.
Yeah, tops off, man.
No, it seems like $60.
I want bottoms only.
Okay. All right, Allie, you can make the call. Find the number. Allie will negotiate this for us.
I want Donald Duck maids.
That's a good...
That's what I'm going to start.
Put that on a van.
I want like a parka and just nothing underneath.
Nothing down below?
Well, this website, they blurred it out in the news report, but it's called Pinky's Girls. And it's just, you say where you're from, what city you're from, and then you just say who you are, and then you get a hookup. I bet, Jake, you could have some success on this website.
So, I don't understand. Is this prostitution?
It says adult fun, adult hookups. I think it's just basically like glorified Craigslist. You just say where you are. Say who you want to sleep with. Here, I get to pick. Male looking for female, male looking for male.
So I guess the advertising is working because now it obviously made the news and the neighbors are all upset about it. But I'm sure most people just drove by and didn't pay much attention to it. And now it's probably getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah. Pink's
Hot Dogs is called? I know that place.
So I picked in the L.A. area, female looking for female. And it said there's no one available in your area.
Oh, man. You got jaked. You got Jake.
I hit the maximum amount of swipes already.
Already.
But it said there are no entertainers available in this area today, which makes me feel like it is a paid. Like you actually have to buy some kind of a experience.
To me, the truck looked like they were advertising for strippers.
Oh, is that what it is?
To me, that's what it looked like. Hey, yeah, I took a brief look.
But if it's a hookup, it's not a stripper.
Yeah,
Jason,
yeah,
hi. Sure. Good morning, Jason.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Allie, how are you today?
I'm good.
We got you. This guy's going to come.
Here's your hookup.
This guy's going to come and clean bottomless for you, Allie.
Ah, great.
Ready? Yeah. What's up, Jason?
And I live right off Cherry and Delamo. That truck, those vans, that trailer have been there for probably 3.5 years, 4 years total.
Huh.
They come and go on a regular basis because Long Beach has a 72-hour parking limit, and the cops chalk the tires, and if they don't move, they get towed.
So what is it that is actually promoting, or you don't know? You just know because you've seen the truck.
No, I went to the website to preview for a friend.
Oh, no, I am a customer.
I'm their number one customer.
All right, yeah.
Wonder why they keep moving the van back.
Yeah, Jason, and what did you find?
It's escort services of all shapes, sizes, desires, durations, and price points.
And does your friend partake in this?
Not yet.
Is he planning on doing this later today? And is his name Jason?
High probability.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for that. That sounds like a good friend of yours. All right. Well, we got to the bottom of that.
It's great that it's not parked on Cherry Street.
Another mystery solved here at the Klein Alley Show. I wonder, I guess, I mean, I know that our company doesn't want to spend a dollar to promote our show, which would be very helpful and great, but couldn't we just go park a van somewhere?
Can't we just be an annoying van?
Promote ourselves as like a topless morning show? I feel like you put the word topless, all of a sudden it gets buzzy and the neighbors hate it.
Right. Or we could just put up naked images of ourselves.
Oh, God.
We used to do that on my car.
Yeah, we did that on Jake's car, and he got broken up with immediately.
Yeah, kicked out of the house.
His girlfriend left him, yes.
His life fell apart after that. Should definitely not do that. When we get back, we have a couple that needs our help. Petty Claims Court, you're a jury. We need your input on a case about people that are posting ugly photos of other people when they look good. There's a real problem with that. It should be illegal, and we'll get to the bottom of that next. Every time in a relationship, at some point, you will get into a discussion about something, a disagreement perhaps, could be something small, could be something petty. But if not resolved at this stage, it will evolve over time and become the very thing that could tear apart the foundation of your relationship. And maybe it started because of, the cap on the toothpaste or leaving your shoes out. And then slowly the person just decided to start hating you. Years became decades of hate, resentment. And then you're in therapy. So let's avoid all that by getting to the bottom of it during Petty Claims Court.
Yeah, we are in the middle of one of our common arguments that happens at the end of every vacation, which is how long it takes Katie to get through her suitcase.
Oh, yeah. Still on the ground?
Open and on the ground. And it always changes location, but it's always in a high traffic area. It's always right in a doorway, right in a hallway, right in an area where I'm going to trip over it, but never fully unpacked.
Maybe she's trying to take care of the pregnancy. You know what I'm saying?
Why is this giant suitcase at the base of the stairs?
Hey, Ali, come here quick with your eyes closed. I've got a secret. You don't think that's it?
No, I don't think so.
What is the time frame that she's given you before she will fully unpack?
You know, I think that by the end of the week, she's got to have it done. That's a full week of being back.
I was in, I was in Newport for that hawk thing, and I brought 3 days worth of stuff, even though I was only there for 2 days. And I have yet to unpack.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you need stuff in there? That's what I don't understand.
I immediately get everything. I live out of the bag.
Oh, I hate rummaging through a bag.
I love living out of a bag. Are you one of those weirdos that gets into a hotel and put stuff in the drawers?
Yep. I don't like rummaging through my suitcase.
The only time I've ever opened a dresser at a hotel ever is if I needed to rip a page out of the Bible to smoke a joint. It's the only time I've ever even opened a drawer.
My underwear, my socks in the front.
You do that, all of that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are. That's
hang up my things because I don't want my stuff wrinkled.
If you are currently with someone that does what Ali does, you are dating a sociopath. Yeah, I'm just saying. They've got that little folding thing. You put your luggage on top of the folding thing, you live out of the luggage for a couple of days. Done.
I don't like rummaging.
No, but if it's over 3 days, like 4 days plus, you do what Ali does. Less than 4 days, you do what Klein does, in my opinion.
4 days is the cutoff before you move into the dressers?
I think so, yeah. If you're only going to stay there 3 days, there's no reason to put your stuff away. Oh, if it's over 3 days, you got
to
put your stuff away.
1 to 2 days. Maybe two. But if it's anything more than that, yeah, just take it out. It takes 5 minutes.
You only wear like one thing. It's one day.
It seems like such an unnecessary step.
No,
there's something fun about living out of a suitcase. You're like,
no, everything's wrinkled, and then like I'm like, where's that shirt that I brought? What did I bring?
Like a hobo. You have to live life like a hobo.
I don't want to live the hobo life.
Yeah, all right.
I want to pretend like it's my little house. Oh, I paid for it.
It's time for Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to Small Claims Court. But what about stuff that's too small for Small Claims Court? This is Petty Claims Court.
Gavel of Justice has been brought into the K-Rock Studios. Let's meet this couple. Apparently, they're not dating. They are related. Interesting.
Hot.
says Hallie. Let's say hi to Neil, who's putting in the claim against his older sister. Good morning to Neil, and welcome to K-Rock. Hi, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
What's going on? What is the deal with your sister that you've needed to turn to Petty Claims Court?
So, my sister, she's been posting several photos of me on her very, very public social media, and she's not asking me for any kind of approval beforehand, and I got issues with it.
What are the pictures of? Like pictures where you're group pictures where you just look bad? Because or like you're a family pictures and she looks good and you look bad?
That's exactly it. They're usually group pictures, family pictures at an event or something, and she looks great, she looks fantastic, but you know, I look horrible and I don't want people to be seeing this this version of me.
Does she tag you in them?
She does sometimes. I do remove them if I don't like them, but yeah, she will tag me.
What would happen, Neil, if you were to post a picture where you look good but she did not look good? Would that be, would she be like, that's an immediate takedown? Would she be mad at you? Because I feel like for the people that do this a lot, they're usually the ones that are the most sensitive to when they don't look good and someone else posts them. They hate that.
Yeah, I mean, I respect people's privacy. I would ask her before, but
it's the
I
right thing
think
to do.
She would have a problem. She would have a problem if I were to post it without her consent.
I mean, I guess the reality here is no one's probably looking at you anyway. No offense, but that's just the reality, right? Like, I always think about that when my wife posts a picture and she looks good and I look like a monster. And then I think to myself, what's it matter? No one's looking. I'm completely, I might as well not even be in the picture.
Yeah, but you also do weird stuff in pictures, so you are kind of a distraction sometimes.
Thank you, Allie, for saying that.
How that monster get that woman?
It makes me feel great. It's the final scene from King Kong. Hey, Nicole, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your brother is accusing you of putting no thought, effort, or asking for any permission before you publicly post pictures where he says he looks, quote, terrible.
I mean, like, I feel like that's so, like, I don't know, up to interpretation. Anybody looks particularly bad. I wouldn't post a photo where I look bad in, but I think, like, I try and pick the photos where people look decent. Although I do think, like, there are some times where maybe, like, there's some situations where it's not the best. But then again, it's like, are you Brad Pitt? Like, why do I have to ask?
So, in your opinion, these are pictures where he looks good?
Or, like, maybe not, like, he doesn't look like a supermodel, but, like, he doesn't look horrible.
And Neil, are you concerned about this because your sister has, like, hot friends and you want her hot friends to think that you are attractive? Hot? Or is that play into this at all or not really?
For sure. For sure. You know, I'm worried about her hot friends seeing it. You know, people that I haven't seen in years, maybe they come across the social media post and they think, wow, you know, Nicole looks great, but the brother really let himself go or, you know, that kind of thing.
How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you think you're an attractive guy?
No, I would give myself like a 5, but if the angle's right, maybe like a 6.
See, this is the thing guys like me and Neil understand, is that you can get a few points in your column with if things go. You could, if you're a 5, you could by a photo go down to a 3, which is not a fun place to be, but you could go up to like as high as a 6.5, maybe even a 7, which makes you presentable to human consumption.
Yeah, but you also have to be a little bit honored that she doesn't just crop you out of the photo. You know, I mean, at least she thinks you're worthy of being in the photo.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Would you say in the pictures you're posting, these are ones where you feel great about yourself? And though, I mean, that's the when you're looking at a group picture, everyone looks at themselves first, right? You're looking at yourself first.
For sure. Yeah. No, I definitely am not going to be posting a photo where I look like a 3. I mean, I'll tell you that much. But, but I feel like I try and like make a consensus where it's like, okay, maybe there's one that I look better in, but someone else looks like really, really bad. But there was one actually that I'm thinking about it now. There was actually one where like my brother's eyes were closed and I posted it anyway. So that like probably was not the best move.
Yeah, and I will say it is tough in a group photo to find one where everyone looks good. There's always one person with their eyes closed and you just have to pick. I guess everyone else looks better.
We did family pictures a few years ago, never going to do it again. And I think the only one we agreed on, they had to Photoshop a bunch of our faces from other pictures into one picture. Where they could even make all 4 of us look presentable in one picture.
I've never seen any of those pictures.
I don't think any of them have been shared with the public because they were so weird. But I'm just saying, and we took 100, 200 pictures, and of the 200 pictures of 4 people, they could not find one where all of us looked decent in the same one. So they had to take heads and chop them and put them in other pictures.
Same with the show pictures.
Oh, yeah, around here. I mean, forget it.
Yeah, they're weird looking.
So, but the issue is, he says he would always ask for permission. He will text you pictures. Is that true that he will? Your brother will text you pictures and say, hey, are you cool if I post this?
Well, like, he never posts photos of me, so I can't, like, confirm or deny because he doesn't really use social media. So he never really, like, goes or uploads them of me. It's usually, like, something else.
If you don't use social media, then why do you care?
Because, you know, I know a lot of people do use it. And really, I'm worried about like, people that I know that I haven't seen in a long time, you know, family, friends. That's what I'm worried about.
And they're like, wow, friends, he really let himself go.
818 says, yeah. 818 says, Neil just shouldn't post for pictures. I've cut it off. I just don't want to be, I was in a similar situation. I didn't want to be in people's pictures that they posted. So I just decided to be the person taking the pictures instead of being in the picture.
Yeah.
That's a decision you could make. Maybe, Neil, you become.
Some people are takers and some people are posers.
Right. As a couple of takers here, Allie and I are pushing a lot of buttons, and you could be, maybe that's, you got to move to the other side of the lens, my friend.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that sounds like an idea right there, yeah.
But I also think that in general, I know in this particular case it's a brother-sister, but you think about any group of friends, group of girls goes on a bachelorette party to Vegas or whatever, or Austin, wherever they go now, and they all take pictures together, and inevitably someone's going to think they look great in that picture and be like, we got to post it. And other people are going to be like, this is the worst angle. My arm looks fat or whatever, tree chins.
Oh, I've heard girls get into screaming matches over this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing, and I think there needs to be some sort of a anonymous voting system in a group picture, an app where a picture can get posted, the group can vote anonymously, and if more than, you know, if there's seven people in the picture, four wins.
Nobody would ever get approved.
No, probably not.
No photo would ever go.
Probably not. It would be great.
Everyone would hate every photo.
All right, 10 seconds closing arguments, and the jury will vote. Neil, if you're just joining us, is accusing his sister of posing pictures where she looks good and he looks bad, saying that he has no chance with her friends. Do you think, before you get to the final 10 seconds, Nicole, do you think your brother has any chance with your friends anyway?
My friends are a little bit older, so if he's into that, maybe, sure.
I'm into it.
Okay. All right.
Let me answer that for you. Yes.
All right, 10 seconds, closing arguments. Nicole, you get to go first. Go ahead.
So for me, it's just like, they're all, photos are like moments, right? So I want to like keep track of these like beautiful moments. And I feel like my brother's not like a super famous person that like lives off his image. So like, why should I really care too much whether or not he looks amazing or not?
Time well spent. Neil, go ahead. 10 seconds to try to get the jury on your side.
I mean, I know you're very public with your life on social media. That's fine. You do you. But if you're going to post a picture of me, I'm much more private. Just ask for consent. Ask for permission before. And yeah, that's all I'm asking.
Time's up. Vote now. 800-520-1067. Are you voting for Neil? Are you voting for Nicole? The verdict will be read next. And then we still have those Evanescence tickets to give you before we get out of here. And that'll be in about 20 minutes or less on K-Rock. K-Rock and Ali Show. Get into it. Time for the verdict. Allie's adding up votes as we speak on the text line, 800-520-1067. Well over 100 usually determines who wins and who loses. Also, a lot of thoughts coming through on the chat on YouTube right now. If you're just joining us, the case between Neil and Nicole, they are related. Brothers, siblings. She's the older sister. He's the younger brother. She posts whatever picture she looks good in, no matter if his eyes are closed or he looks terrible. Let's get some thoughts from the people voting right now before Allie reads the verdict, and Neil and Nicole will accept the final ruling. Adam, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, hey, I'm with Neil. Like, I think it's rude that she posts pictures of him that he doesn't approve of, but he should be looking at the picture right after it's taken.
I see what you're saying. Look immediately. Don't wait till then. Let's look at it, delete, or take another one.
Mm-hmm.
Must approve all photos at the site of the photos, not after the fact. Some people hand your phone. They go, I took a bunch of them. They go sideways. They go up and down. They give you three or four. They go, here, gave you some options.
And people will inspect the photos right away to make sure.
And if you've been given 20 options and none of them are good, you just must accept the fact you're ugly. Reuben, your thoughts on this?
I think that the brother is maybe in the right, you know? I think that, like, if he has a wish or, like, a...
I don't think guys should care as much as women. I know it should sound sexist. I'm going to finish this guy's thought because he couldn't. But
at least he's passionate.
That's all that matters. Thank you for calling. You know, you didn't have to call. You chose to.
If you didn't care, then just don't.
Don't call
us.
There's plenty of people that are not calling right now, and that's fine.
That are just indifferent about this whole argument.
I do think that, and this is what always ends up happening, at least with my wife and I, but if there's a picture and I go, ugh, I don't look great. She goes, do you really care? And I go, you're right. What do I care?
Oh, really?
What do I care? What am I going to do? This is the face I got.
That's her manipulation tactic, though, because she likes how she looks.
Right, but I don't care, and she does. So if she cares and I don't, and it should be the person that cares more. In this case, I would think the sister would care more than the brother. Usually it sounds sexist, but let's be honest, Allie, that's the reality of the situation for the most part.
Yeah, 818 said, I vote for Neil because social media posts are not your memories there for the public. Your memories are for you and your phone, and it's not necessarily Neil's opinion, you know, to use those and share those with everybody. Somebody else said they're going to vote with Neil just because he's trying to bang Nicole's friends, and he should be able to. Meanwhile, 626 said, I vote for Nicole because with Neil, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
All right.
If you weren't dealt the right cards, then that's your problem.
Always a good argument right there. We give Zeke the final word, as we always do during these petty claims courts. Zeke, go ahead. You are an expert on all relationships, but how about the brother-sister battle over which pictures get uploaded?
So check this out, man. All I got to say is he tripping. Like, he's not my fault. You know, it's not his sister's fault that the man probably looks ugly and he insecure with the way he looks. That's crazy. Like, you know, I'll be happy. Like, if I had an older sister and she's posted me on her Instagram, you already know I'm getting all her homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know I got it like that. But he must not have it like that. So I'm sorry to tell you, buddy, you should not even be around when the pictures are being taken for going around the corner or something.
All right. I don't know what he said at all.
You shouldn't even be there.
Said go around the corner. There's been a lot of conversation about pictures and memories. And in case Zeke was too urban for you, we will white up the show right now with some Maroon 5. Singing about memories, Sally. I think that's important.
Okay. What? What are we doing?
Here's to the ones that we got. And that's enough of that. We say hi now to Neil and Nicole for the final verdict. The final reading of Petty Claims Court is going to come to an end. Thank you for all of the input. Go ahead. Allie's going to read the verdict. Neil, Nicole, you understand verdict's here final, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, it did start very heavily in Neil's court with 85% of the vote. Now, there have been a lot of votes that just came in the last few minutes, and it did sway things a bit. With 67% of the vote, Neil still wins this edition of Petty Claims Court. I know there are a lot of opinions about this, but I think people are rooting for you to sleep with one of Nicole's friends.
We do have someone who texted who claims that I hear this case happening right now. I'm one of Nicole's friends, and Neil does not have a chance with any of us.
Oh.
What about me?
Nope.
Jay, are you single, Nicole?
I am single, yeah.
Would you like to be one of the first person to receive a I've never had intercourse with Jake t-shirt?
Intimate.
Excuse me, I've never been intimate with Jake t-shirt.
I'll take it.
Great. Right. You get one.
Right. You get one of those shirts.
Amazing.
And then post a photo in it.
Yeah, post a photo.
I would love to.
And Neil can take that picture. All right,
that's
good.
Memories.
Another problem solved. Get permission before you post. All right, let's do takeaways from today's show. And if you'd like to go see Evanescence and you put up with us this morning, it's the very least we can do is get you to the Forum on Saturday for some Evanescence. So thank you for letting us dangle these tickets in front of you for the entire last 4.5 hours plus. Call right now and claim them at 800-520-1067. If you are free on Saturday or would like better plans than the ones you currently have, you can go see Evanescence at the Kia Forum. Allie, what do we got for takeaways?
Okay, let's see. 213, my takeaway is Klein's circadian rhythm is off.
It's all messed up, man.
650, libraries smell like books.
Ugh, worst.
818, Klein's got an HVAC guy.
I used to have a drug guy. The drug guy apparently evolved his life, and now he told me to stay blessed. And
you know,
now he works in HVAC repair.
Somebody else on the text line said we must have had the same guy because my drug dealer also went into HVAC.
It's so annoying.
What a career pivot.
There's so many more drug needs I have than HVAC needs.
510, my takeaway is museums are free on Wednesdays. Thanks, Allie.
Yep.
323, roach racing is coming to Klein's neck. 818, according to scientists, Allie's water is not going to kill her baby. 310, Allie's wife has had sex with everybody. And 562, Mario Lopez is Klein's hall pass.
Johnny, that was my hall pass.
Johnny, are you taking these calls? Oh, you are? Okay, good. Just making sure. Someone's answering the calls for the winner. We got to get caller 20 on the air in a second.
Was someone answering?
I don't know, because Vanessa had to run down the hall for something. So I need to make sure Johnny's counting to 20 calls. I don't know if Johnny can count to 20. Someone help Johnny back there.
626, so my takeaway is tap.
Tap. It's a good takeaway. Not a great joke, though, Jake, but good takeaway. What's your takeaway from today's show, Allie?
My takeaway is Jake's best thing going for him is that he's from Burbank.
That's got that going. You can leave that right on your
English.
Dating profile.
Speak
English, kind of. Omar, takeaway? Hey, Mario Lopez, you're my hall pass.
Nice.
Great. I'm glad we have that. Mm-hmm. Why is that so clear? Why did no one overtalk that? So annoying.
I missed a genuine one.
Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, don't drink the lettuce water.
Don't drink the lettuce water. That'll give you the runs. What's his name? Johnny, you got a takeaway? I know you're busy taking the calls right now. Nope. All right, he's too busy.
He can't do two things at once.
No, it's crazy. His head looks like he's exploding right now.
I do have a takeaway.
Oh, go ahead.
Cool.
All right, great. I'm glad we went to
hey,
you.
Wait.
Let me say where'd you go, dude?
Did you take away part of your brain?
I had to go check my list because I wrote down like five of them, and that was my best one. Tap.
Well, we already said that. All right. Hey, congratulations. Caller 20.
Good joke.
Roy, you're the 20th caller. Good for you.
All right.
You're gonna go see Evanescence, all right?
All right.
All right, great.
This really fizzled out.
Man, we should have ended the show about 3 minutes ago. It would have been a decent show. Apologies for everything that happened between then and now. Hold on, Roy. We'll give you the tickets. Apparently, we're not good at doing a show when Vanessa's not here.
We're not good at doing a show.
No, we're not. Goodbye. Let's go.